Welcome back to another Hilchos Pesach Shir, and today we will continue discussing the Seder, Leil HaSeder. So Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Ayin Hei says that by Kairech, you take a piece of matzah, you bind it together with the maror, and there's a shayla if you dip it in charesis, you don't dip it in charesis, and then the Shulchan Aruch says like this, Va'oimer Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel. You say Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel, Va'oichel V'yachad Ba'aseba, you eat together the maror and the matzah Ba'aseba, once he made the bracha of achilas matzah, by the beginning when he ate matzah before the maror, don't talk about anything that's not in asuda until you finish kairich. Because the reason why we eat together the matzah and the maror, because Hillel held that just like when you had the Karim Pesach, you ate them all together as a sandwich. Therefore, the ikka mitzvah matzah maror is to eat it together. So I make the bracha of matzah, I make the bracha of maror, really it's going on the kairach as well. Therefore, someone should not talk in between the bracha of achilas matzah until after the kairach. So the Bi'ah Halacha asks, so then why are you saying Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel? You're not allowed to talk in between. So how can you say Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel? That's his, read the Lashon of Bi'ah Halacha. He says, Kasha, halay mirazu ava hefsek ben bracha lekricha. He holds that that's a doich to say that's minyan asuda. And therefore, he says, "Ulai lav dafka kosam mechaber va'oyim zeichel mikdash kehillel." Now, you say it afterwards. You say it after you eat the kairach. You say zeichel mikdash kehillel. Or he has different shot. But the beer lock holds. You should not say zeichel mikdash kehillel before you eat the kairach. Now, we know the minig is to say zeichel mikdash kehillel before the kairach, and it's the first down in Shulchan Aruch Rav. He says, "Noyegim medinas elu loymar koydem achilas kri chazu v'chein." So you see, that's the minik to say it then. So what's the reason? It's not a hefsek, because it's minyan asuda. And therefore we hold our minik is that we do say it, and especially it's not a here already you started eating the matzah, so it's not a very big hefsek, and there it's not a muhammad of the hefsek since you started the mitzvah already. And therefore, the minig oilim is to say Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel. Agar brings down the Shmuel Kamenetsky Sefer that he's noyeg to say it afterwards. And they bring that from Yashu, from some Zalman Arbach also, he was machmir to say afterwards, but Lamaisa Migam said before. But one thing you want to take out of this, how chomer it is, not to talk Dvarim V'Teilim or stam how good the matzah is, between the matzah and the kairich. There's a real halacha here, that you should not talk anything else besides for Tzarchi Asuda, you should not talk between the bracha of Achilas Matzah, until after you finish the kairich. Now, the Shulchan Aruch writes further, in top I involved, that the minig is we don't eat roasted meat or roasted chicken by the Leil HaSeder. And the reason is because you shouldn't get confused with the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach was tzli, was roasted over a fire. And therefore, we don't eat any meat that's roasted or any chicken or anything, any chicken or meat that's roasted. Now the shaila is, what about if you put something into an oven in a pot where it has its own juices? So there, the halacha is that there also, it even it's called tzli kadar, tzli that's in a pot, tzli that's in a pan. Lamais, that's asr as well. So any baked chicken or baked meat in the oven is asr as well. And the Pesach would say, even if you was a vashlut first, and then afterwards you made it tzli, that's also asr. And therefore, a person should not eat the zuraya that's found on the ka'ara, that should not be eaten by the Leil HaSeder, even though it could be you cooked it first and then just roasted a little bit, but since it's roasted after it cooked, you should not eat anything roasted on the Leil HaSeder. Now, Shaila is, what about eating, for example, schnitzel, which is fried in oil? So the Paiskim say, as long as it's nicker that it's fried, it was deep fried, there's a lot of oil, then it's mutter, because there it does not look like it was roasted or baked, it looks like it was fried, and since it looked like it was fried, it's not going to get mixed up with anything, and there's no iser to eat that by the Leil HaSeder. Now, this halacha is only by meat, but it's not, obviously not by fish. The big shaila is, that came up recently, something called a sous vide. A sous vide is, you put the meat into a bag, and you put it into a special pot where the water cooks the meat evenly, but the water doesn't touch the meat. The meat is in a bag. The water is outside the bag. And the shaila is that called tzli, or is that called bishul? Because something that's mavushal, meat that's mavushal, for example, chicken from the soup, flank from the soup, that's mutter b'Leil HaSeder. Masha Inki is something that's not cooked with water, that's roasted, is also b'Leil HaSeder. So how do you judge a sous vide? Is that considered something that's cooked? Or is that considered something that's roasted? So Lamaisa, I saw brought down from Shlomo Miller, He says that since the meat does not touch the water and it gets cooked by the heat from the water, he holds that's nechshav ketzli, that's like sli, and therefore you should not eat meat that was cooked in a sous vide. You should not eat that by Leil Seder because that's more similar to tzli.